Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Let's party like it's 1951. Three straight Kentucky football wins over the Florida Gators. I'm Nick Roush. He's Drew Franklin. That's Adam Luckett.
Right here.
Shout out Ray Davis. Shout out BBN. Hell of a day. Hell of a win. 280 yards, four touchdowns. Second most ever against a Florida football team. Third most ever. Drew, when you're tying records by Shipwreck Kelly, like that's when you know you're doing something right.
Yeah, I love the first since 1951. That's always good, too. First since Shipwreck Kelly. I mean, just anyone that lived that 31-year streak that wasn't that long ago, since a lot of people watching, just shout out to you. I mean, we never thought we'd see a day like this when we were in the middle of that. 3 decades of losing this team. They come in here today and get their ass absolutely kicked. I mean, absolutely kicked. Manhandled. Sure, they got a little touchdown there at the end. A little second half, they looked better. But Kentucky was by far the better football team.
Oh, the Cats were a rolling ball of butcher knives. I mean, they were mowing them down, doing whatever the hell they wanted. Even when they messed up, they made a big play after big play. Three and out. Oh, Florida's going to try to jump over you. Well, then Ray Davis is going to run at 75 yards for a touchdown. It was an absolutely incredible performance. The crowd was live. The crowd was lit. The crowd's still lit. We got a band playing over there. The band is on the tailgate scene right now. They called their shot, Luckett. That's impressive. That's when you know the Cats brought their A game. Mark Stoops, he commended the Cats. He hopes that they kept it clean. He didn't want Mitch to scold him. Eli Cox told me he could smell beer when he showed up to the field, so the Big Blue Nation brought their A game.
It's a good part about a noon game. You get to party all day and all night long. Some places in this great Commonwealth, property might get damaged tonight. But and here's why. You can break property when you run for 329 yards and 9.1 yards per rush, and you hold Florida's two tailbacks that we heard all about to 70 yards on 21 carries. Kentucky is a line of scrimmage program. How many times we've heard Mark Stoops talk about it? We want to run the ball, stop the run.
Run the damn ball.
Run the damn ball. And this year, this team has all been about explosives. You know, it's not necessarily going to be a running attack. It's going to be more explosives. Mark Stoops said, hell with that this week. We are running the ball down these SOB's throats. And that's exactly what happened. 329 yards, Ray Davis damn near set a program record, damn near went and set reset a Florida record. They could not stop him. Offensive line, you have to give them a major shout out. I mean, how many times have we been critical?
Oh, they took so much heat.
Like, Jeff Ruby should be renamed Zach Yenzer tonight. I think that's the kind of party it needs to be, because they absolutely dominated the game. And Ray Davis, we got to give him his flowers, but you don't do that with the line moving bodies. Brendan Bates totally collapsing. Florida's best defensive player, Princely Umemele. Brendan Bates, the tight end, the guy Billy Napier said, been there forever. Guess what? Guess why he's there forever? Because he can block. And just totally caves down the run, 75 yards, and the game was over. And then you totally took Florida out of their game. You played Kentucky, old school Kentucky, Mark Stoops football. This is Mark Stoops football right here. Under 50% completion rate, doesn't matter. We still win it because we're running it right down the chimney.
Brendan Bates will be at Kentucky longer than Billy Napier will be at Florida after what we saw today. Just go ahead and write that down. He can save those jokes.
Florida fans, they don't like losing to Kentucky.
No, not at all, but they better get used to it because there's a new win streak, and it just started. Is it 31? No, but it's going to grow. It's a grower, not a shower right now. We're going to get there.
We're off the rails already.
We're completely off the rails. That's what happens when you beat Florida, and the thing is it perfect? No, it was not perfect. The biggest worry that the Big Blue Nation had about this Kentucky football team is, well, you can't make those mistakes and win in the SEC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yes, you can. They did it. They did it convincingly. They beat Florida by 3 scores, playing pretty half-assed football offensively. Defensively, this defense is the real deal. It took Florida 3 possessions to get a first down. We saw another big turnover by Trevin Wallace, all started by Deion Walker. 6'6", 360 pounds, dropping back in pass coverage. Yeah. Like it. That dude's a freak. This defense, this Florida offense, this great rushing attack, 2.7 yards per carry. They zipped him up. Graham Mertz, he might have gotten looser a couple times here or there. They made some miraculous plays. That fourth down one he made from almost his seat where he shoveled it out. They made some good football plays, but this defense is the real deal, and that's the reason why they're going to be able to play with any and every team on the schedule.
Florida on offense today, 10 possessions. They scored two touchdowns. They only had two scoring opportunities, so that means only two possessions inside Kentucky's 40. And they were two great individual effort plays by Graham Mertz.
Yeah.
The first makes Derek Jackson miss on a sack. And then the second one, Trevor Wallace pretty much has him down. Somehow his hip's not down. He makes a great individual play. Without that, Nick, without that and a couple other things, I mean, this is not far from a 40-0 win. I mean, Kentucky really kind of dominated this game throughout. And then once they got Florida down 17-0, the game was pretty much over.
I mean, Davis was hilarious.
Kentucky just imposed their will.
He was doing whatever he wanted to.
Today. And that was really both sides of the line of scrimmage, I think, defensively and offensively. I think Keaton Wade is a guy we need to talk about. He was in on that crunch that sets the interception up. And then the last play of the game, he gets the TFL.
Alex Safari, he played
Alex
pretty
Afari
well.
Alex Safari popped. Yeah. I think Andrew Phillips showed some physicality as a tackler. And the defensive line, just in general, I thought Octavius Oxenham played with great effort. He had a chase down tackle. Keyshawn Silver flash, just an all-out team effort. Even in the kicking game, Alex Rayner, career long. Wilson Berry had a really good game punting. And then Florida made the big mistake on special teams.
Oh, Florida.
Jump over the second line of the blockers, and then that sets up Ray Davis a 75-yard touchdown.
I mean, Kentucky was so dominant, Florida could put 13 guys on the field and they still score touchdowns. It don't matter, Drew. Put 15 out there. Put 20 out there and try to tackle the Cats. They could not stop Ray Davis.
Still trying to cheat. Now, think about that image on Twitter of Deion Walker just carrying. Was it ETN? Is that who it was? Just carrying him like a child.
It was his child.
About all these years where Florida just came in here and smacked us around in Lexington. Goes home not breaking a sweat, and they come up here and getting carried around like infants. Deion Walker is walking around like this today, carrying these Gators like babies. It's just such a weird time to see Kentucky be the absolute dominant, more athletic, more playmakers, more everything. Great tackling. I mean, check everything. Sure, accuracy can be a little better. I'm sure we'll mention receivers another time when we're not partying so hard. But just the performance they put on, energy right out of the gate. Truly an impressive performance by Kentucky football against a team that has owned them for a very long time.
Yeah, but they got their center back. So, he was the center. He did a good job blocking Deion, didn't he?
Center analytics did not work this week.
No.
Kentucky, Nick, they were
shout
just
out a, Andy
we,
Staples.
We talked about it. No, we love Andy Staples. But Kentucky was just a better football team.
J.J. Weaver after the game, too. People was like, yeah, you know, Florida's a great football team. He was like, no, they were not a great football team. We knew we were better than them.
They were better.
J.J. can't tell a lie. He's honest J.J.
There's something to that, though, with this culture. I keep talking about fans and what we think because we've lived it, but these players don't give a expletive about Florida Gators being good at football. They're not scared. They're not intimidated by this team that used to come in here and own this place. That does not exist anymore in the locker room.
Man, just what a day. I know that they don't have that, but I do. I live through that. And yes. So anytime Kentucky beats Florida, and when you see them do that to Florida, Ray Davis had 9 carries for 190 yards. Like,
yeah,
they were doing whatever they wanted to in that first half. That was incredible. You were incredible. Kroger Field was outstanding. This is just one of those games where never take these for granted, Big Blue Nation. It doesn't get old. Kentucky kicking Florida's ass. This is a moment to relish, to remember forever. And the Cats, they're just getting started, bro.
Florida's got a heck of a punter.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
In my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.